April is National Poetry Month, and Public Radio 90 observes the occasion by presenting readings by poets from the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. Dr. Patricia Killalay is an assistant professor of English at Northern Michigan University, and she's also the poetry editor at the literary journal Passages North. She teaches courses in creative writing, especially to the graduate students, along with film and Native American literature. She'll read us selections from her book of poetry called Counterglow, and she'll tell us a little bit more about it.
So Counterglow is my second collection of poems, so there's quite a gap, an eight-year gap. Counterglow is from Urban Farmhouse Press, a small press based out of Detroit and Windsor. The book takes as its central metaphor an astronomical term known as the Gegenschein, or counterglow. It's a term for this very faint light that you can only see in a place of complete darkness, like the place of the anti-solar point way up north. But it's this very small light made of particles of interplanetary dust in there. And I've always taken it as a symbol of trying to see the light, however infinitesimal it may be, however small the glow is, to find that, especially when you're in a really dark place. So the book sort of uses that as a central metaphor to navigate issues related to grief. One is the loss of my mother and other people close to me, but also issues related to hunger. I grew up as a hungry child, and I think that really affects people in their adult lives. Also concerns about environmental issues and language. Language to me has been the anchor, so it centers on that as well. The Hungriest Animal. What do you see when you look through the bullet hole in a crow's wing, sky, or a window to surviving humankind? How to disappear into cloud instead of learning how to die. Between the black and the blue bleeds a new kind of light, an answer to the question of who has what right to take and keep taking in the hollows take a lifetime to memorize, but I cannot look aside. We're living in a starving land that wants to learn to fly, but what's the use of feathers if we cannot trust the sky? Let me tell you, fear is still the hungriest animal alive, and who is more afraid than man? I'm taking to clouds and finding windows where I can, but that still doesn't mean what you think it means. When I look through a bullet hole in a crow's wing, I see everything. How to stop the bleeding. Separate me into what's real and what's spoken, and I'll show you the ocean sprouting up between the two. Each morning, you arrive at the doorstep of my voice and turn away before knocking, so no one ever answers. I'm trying to explain the doorstep and the seashells I set aside after failing to find a song for the tide pools after Fukushima. You remind me that shells are made of keratin, just like hair and nails, and suddenly I'm inadequate for not taking the form of a spiral. Somewhere I am finding a rhyme scheme outside of tides and sound, based instead on the color of a leaf about to change into autumn. Been searching my whole life for moments that step away from brightness, and I'm getting closer every day. Twice in that searching, I've come across a dead bird in the sand, and I didn't know if I should say hello or goodbye. Keep setting my own body down inside that same question of language, but I still don't know how to stop the bleeding. Gegenschein. I've gone now to the shadow passages, through that hushed land. When I found you there too, I wept. Who knows, besides, what we speak of? Above us, the dragonflies, newfound in blue, hover among our decibels. This whispering you and I do, it exposes a nest. I cup my brown hands toward you. Within, two smoothed eggs, unburdening, growing, less overcast. These are the true hearts plucked from the lasting. We measure out the shrines. We nurse ourselves clean. We pray with one voice in the counterglow.
These National Poetry Month readings are a Public Radio 90 production, recorded and produced in the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm producer and host Kurt Hosworth, with assistance in recording from Hans Ahlstrom. Thanks for listening.